Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And more right now on the fallout from the Roe v. Wade leak. Here's what President Biden says.
A whole range of rights are in question.
Privacy rights in particular. And joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline, Columbia Law Professor Catherine Franke, Director of the Center for Gender and Sexuality Law. Professor, glad to have you here this morning. Can you tell us, is there a specific case, is there any case involving gay marriage, for example, which might be revisited if Roe v. Wade is ultimately overturned?
Well, what this draft opinion does is kick the legs out from under Roe versus Wade in such a way that it's hard to imagine how rights to same-sex marriage, rights to contraception, rights to privacy more generally have any legs to stand on. So Justice Alito in this draft says, no, this case is only about abortion, not about all those other rights, but it's a little hard to see how those rights will survive if this draft opinion becomes the final opinion from this court.
And are there cases about those rights specifically which are expected to come before the U.S. Supreme Court imminently?
Well, you can be sure that the groups that brought the challenges to the abortion laws and to Roe versus Wade have teed up challenges to same-sex marriage, to access to contraception, to privacy more generally. They're ready to go as soon as this new decision hits the ground.
Professor, of course, there has been public reaction to the leak, but that doesn't affect what any justice would ever do when it comes time to issue the ruling.
Well, these justices, while they are among the most elites in our government, they're also human beings, and they have families, and they look out the window, they read the paper. They know how the world and the people around them are responding to this issue and to the possibility of Roe versus Wade being overruled. So we'll see what the final opinion looks like, given that they're getting a preview of what the response will be if it's as radical as this draft opinion looks to be now.
So even though we have purportedly seen what Alito wrote, that could change, you're saying?
Well, this is very common for the court to circulate draft opinions, and then other justices give their views, and they edit and re-edit the opinion before they release it in its final form. That's the normal process, but usually the American people aren't weighing in on that draft as well. So we'll see what all of this public comment on the draft opinion means in terms of the final opinion that we're likely to get later in June.
But we don't have any way of gauging if there's a particular member of the court, in particular the conservative majority, who might be susceptible to any public opinion, do we?
Well, Chief Justice Roberts has really been the custodian and the caretaker of the Supreme Court's public reputation. He cares deeply that the court is not viewed as just another political body, but one that stands above the winds of the moment. And it looks like, from the reading of this draft opinion, that he's lost control of this court, because Justice Alito's draft absolutely politicizes the court. So it may be that Chief Justice Roberts steps in at this point and says, look, we've got to rescue what Justice Sotomayor described in the oral argument in this case as the growing stench that attaches to the politicization of the Supreme Court.
Professor, bottom line, what's your gut on this? Do you think Roe v. Wade will be overturned?
Absolutely. It will be. It's just a question of how radical the opinion is that they release in a month or two. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think Roe is hanging by an extremely fragile thread at this point.
Columbia Law Professor Catherine Franke, Director of the Center for Gender and Sexuality Law. Professor, thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.